This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Greetings, friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 3 decades plus of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, acne, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology, standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing and regenerating system. It's designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. And while that may seem like a miracle to some folks, this renewing system is really nothing more than just the way the body works. Your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I am your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are
lines open for questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we can help you. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you want to purchase longevity products, you can call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470, or go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. Purchase your Beyond Tangy Tangerine and Healthy Start Pack and all your favorite longevity products, the ones I take and the ones I recommend, at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. And if you want to take a look at our Truth Skin Health products, they're all available at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com. And make sure you take a look at our truthreviewed.com page with over 500, actually 600 plus five-star reviews. We get them in every day, and there are almost always five-star reviews. truthreviewed.com for our reviews and truthtreatments.com for all our Truth Skin Health products. 844-236-6010 is our number. We will have Cozy V coming up at the bottom of the hour. Cozy is a health freedom activist from the Big Apple from New York City, and he posts all the time on Instagram, and I've been talking to Cozy now for quite probably 3 or 4 years anyway about various health issues. Cozy's an anti-vaxxer. And I don't mean that pejoratively. Anti-vaxxer has become a pejorative term. You're a conspiracy theorist if you're an anti-vaxxer. You're a conspiracy theorist if you think the health crisis that's going on, or the supposed health crisis that's going on today is made up and fake and exaggerated and planned, if you will. You're a conspiracy theorist if you believe that vaccines are a scam and vaccines are not in our health interest, not in our individual health interest, or nor in our societal or cultural health interest. Anyway, Coach Cozy is going to come on at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about what's going on in the Big Apple in New York City, the formerly the epicenter of the so-called coronavirus, COVID-19 anyway. I will talk to Coach Cozy at the bottom of the hour. Get your calls this segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. We've been talking about the nature of the implicate and the explicate. You don't hear that, those terms too much, the implicate and the explicate. David Bohm, Nobel Prize-winning physicist, first came up with this idea that everything we see comes from an invisible place. The implicate is the invisible world. The explicate is the material world, or what we see, the external world. The implicate is the internal world. The explicate is the external world. What we see in the world of matter, is derived from the implicate order, as David Bohm called it, the implicate order versus the explicate order. What we see in the world of matter is derived from the implicate, and the implicate can be thought of compared to the world of materialism, or the world of material, as the energetic world. Human beings have not evolved to see energy. We can sense energy, but we see matter. We see matter, and we only believe in matter, and the belief in the primacy of matter, or the primacy of the material, is called materialism. And science today, conventional science, is materialism, is materialistic. But power does not come from matter. It comes from energy. We manipulate energy with our thoughts and feelings, and if we don't understand how to manipulate energy consciously, we do it anyway, but if we don't understand how to do it consciously, others will do it for us. Those in power understand this phenomena. Those in power understand that the explicate comes from the implicate is energetics, and by manipulating energetics, the material world can be manipulated. This is why we are encouraged to be scared. This is why the promotion of fear is everywhere. This is why we are told literally, literally, in those words, to be afraid. You watch the news and you'll see, you'll hear people saying, be afraid, be scared. Literally, in those words, not to mention indirectly. Words and images are used to promote fear. Why does the news? Why don't you hear on the news how great humanity is? Why don't we hear on the news how great and how powerful the immune system is? Why do we focus on 5 million infections? Gotta love that word, by the way, infections. That is a loaded word if ever there was one. 5 million infections. How come we don't focus on the 325 million people who are not infected? Every day you should hear, 325 million people not infected. On our last census, there were 330 million people in the United States. 99.8% not infected. Why are we not focusing on them? Why are we not focusing on why people are not getting sick? Why are we not focusing on the immune system? Focusing on what we can do to build immunity. Social connection builds immunity. Social distancing shrinks immunity. Social distancing impairs the immune system. Human beings are designed to connect. Human beings evolved to connect with each other, and we're stronger when we're connected. Let me say that again. We're stronger when we're connected. Social distancing disconnects, suppresses the immune system. Why are we here about nutritional supplements for the immune system? Vitamin E for the immune system. Vitamin A for the immune system. Vitamin C for the immune system. Why don't we hear about exercising, diet? All the powerful ways we have at our disposal to build our immune system. The sunshine. The sun. Sunshine. You know, UV kills viruses. Vitamin D. Oh my God, is that stuff amazing. Vitamin D boosts the immune system. You know, there's a reason why vitamin D is becoming recognized as the most powerful substance of well-being, nutritional substance of well-being. Now, I should say, vitamin D, and I've said this before, vitamin D is not really a nutritional substance as much as it's a hormone, and that is a very important point. Because vitamin D, like vitamin A, the two hormones/vitamins, they're called vitamins, but they're hormones, interact with the body in a way that is different from all of the other vitamins. Because vitamin D is a hormone, it interacts with biochemistry in a way that you have to be very, very careful of when you're supplementing, and this is why I'm not a big believer in supplementing with vitamin D. Vitamin D should come from the sun. Supplemental vitamin D can throw off the delicate hormone balance, the delicate network of hormonal interactions that run the body. Do you know there's a major relationship between vitamin D and the parathyroid glands? Parathyroid glands are your calcium glands. When the body doesn't have enough calcium, the parathyroid kicks in, and calcium is released from the bones. vitamin D controls calcium intake at the level of the intestine. This is why vitamin D is number one, so darn important. Why vitamin D, number two, has to be supplemented with great care. And
bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on health care by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Dr. Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Dr. Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about health care. Visit BrightsideBen.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightsideBen.com. That's BrightsideBen.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Back on the bright side, I'm Pharmacist Ben. Got Cozy coming up at the bottom of the hour. Health freedom activist from New York City will talk about what's going on in the Big Apple. I saw a video a couple weeks ago about stores being boarded up right in the middle of Manhattan and all kinds of craziness going on in New York City. We'll talk to Cozy at the bottom of the hour. We'll take your phone calls this segment, 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. was reading on CNN a couple days ago about calcium from exploding stars. The calcium in our body, like all the elements in our body, is derived from exploding stars, supernova. How cool is that? Our bodies are made up of the elements that originally existed in an exploding supernova somewhere in the middle of the universe. According to this article in CNN, half of the calcium in the universe came from these supernova, and ultimately the 1-2% of our bodies that are made of calcium are derived from these exploding stars. I think that's pretty darn cool. We're all star beings. Anyway, the fact that the body is 1-2% calcium underscores the kind of craziness, the silliness, the thoughtlessness of calcium supplementation. Why are we supplementing with calcium when our body is 1-2% made up of calcium? It means if you weigh 200 pounds, 2 pounds of your body, 2 to 4 pounds, 2 to 4 pounds of your body is calcium. And we need to take 100 milligrams or 1,000 milligrams or a gram of it a day? Think about it. If your body is made up of 2 pounds of calcium, that's roughly a little less than 1,000 grams of calcium is in your body. If it's 4 pounds, it's 2,000. So 1,000 to 2,000 grams of calcium is in your body. What would taking 100 milligrams or 500 milligrams or a gram of calcium going to do? Why is that important? Your body needs calcium. It's hardwired to get calcium, and it gets it from the bones. The bones represent a storage depot for calcium. Calcium is kind of interesting in the sense that when we think of it, we think of our bones, or our skeletal system, or our teeth, perhaps. And yes, indeed, calcium plays a major role in the structural hardness of the body. But a small percentage of the calcium, maybe 1% of the calcium, is floating around in the blood where it acts as a key to turn on the ignition of cellular machinery. I'm not going to get into too much of the biochemistry, but it's called a second messenger. That is, when a hormone hits the outside of a cell, it doesn't do its work right away. It does it via, sometimes anyway, does it via a second messenger. That second messenger is an intermediary between the action of a hormone or a peptide on the outside of the cell and the action on the inside of the cell. There's an intermediary, and that intermediary is often calcium. That's why calcium turns things on. Calcium makes things happen, and by the way, it's really important for the immune system. But that doesn't mean supplementation is an appropriate strategy, because you got plenty of calcium in the body. Now, vitamin D, on the other hand, vitamin D is a calcium-regulating molecule, among other things. Now, vitamin D does a lot of things, but one of its major roles is it helps the body absorb calcium from foods. When vitamin D levels go up, we absorb more calcium. That's why they always tell you to take vitamin D with your calcium. That's like half right. Makes kind of sense because vitamin D and calcium are interrelated, but just because you take oral vitamin D doesn't necessarily mean it's going to help you with your calcium. The way the system is supposed to work is when we're out in the sun, we make vitamin D. That vitamin D is activated in the kidneys depending on how much calcium we need, and the calcium and the determinant of how much calcium we need, the chemical that tells the kidney how much calcium we need, is the parathyroid, or the hormone from the parathyroid. And it's this interaction between the sun and vitamin D and the kidneys and the liver and the parathyroid that determines how effective our calcium absorption machinery is going to be and how much calcium benefits we're going to get. When calcium levels are low, parathyroid hormone goes up. When calcium levels drop, parathyroid hormone goes up, and we absorb more calcium, and calcium is released from the bones. We absorb more calcium from food, and calcium is released from the bones. Don't worry about it. Remembering all this stuff, just know it's complicated. And this is why I've always said supplementation is a necessary evil, but you got to be careful with your supplements. You can't just willy-nilly take vitamin D or willy-nilly take calcium supplements. You have to do it in a system. And when it comes to vitamin D, there's a major relationship between vitamin D and our body's ability to handle stress. Under conditions of stress, we become more sensitized to vitamin D, and vitamin D helps the body with its stress response. If you're dealing with cortisol issues, if you're dealing with anxiety issues due to cortisol, insomnia issues due to cortisol, weight gain issues due to cortisol, thyroid issues due to cortisol, hypoglycemia or hyperglycemia or blood sugar problems because of cortisol, anything with cortisol, vitamin D helps stabilize cortisol. Vitamin D from the sun, what does that tell you? Get yourself some sunshine. And if you can't get sun for whatever reason, if it's If it's the middle of winter or you live in a cloudy, rainy place like Seattle or Portland, get a sun lamp. It'll help you with vitamin D. It'll help you with your calcium. It'll help you with your cortisol. And you won't have to worry about supplementing with vitamin D because your body will be taking care of it for you as it should be. So there's a major interaction between vitamin D and the parathyroid gland and calcium. If you just get yourself out in the sun and make sure that you're eating correctly and exercising and breathing correctly and doing all the things that we talk about ordinarily, you're not going to have to worry about what may come and go in our environment as much, and that is infections or for that matter, anything that's in our environment. That includes the fear that is foisted upon us or that we're induced to believe. If you take care of yourself via nutrition, via exercise, via deep breathing techniques, via relaxation, including meditation, it's all in our. We have control over how our body shows up, for better or worse. That's the bright side, folks. That's what we should be hearing on the news. We have control over how our body shows up, for the most part. We have control over how our body shows up, for better or worse. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Coach Cozy is coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about what's going on in New York City. Let's go to Tony in California. Is this my friend Tony, who I have not talked to in months? Tony?
Yes, hi.
Tony, where you been, buddy?
Pharmacist. I actually sent you that song you wanted to hear, the pharmacist.
I don't remember getting it. That was the last time I talked to you.
Fine. But I have two issues. Strategically, your subject actually hits me. I've been treating myself for advanced osteoporosis of the skull because I have three or four symptoms, including a dental post for a replacement of a tooth not being cemented into the jaw. Just
okay, before we run out of time, Tony, we're going to run out of time here. What are you doing to treat yourself?
I had a MRSA type infection on my ankle that I've been treating all year, and finally it seems to subside, but it actually has removed some of the flesh under my skin 2 inches above my ankle bone.
And, bone broth protein. Bone broth. I'm going to run out of time here, so I'm just going to go quick here. Bone broth protein, hyaluronic acid. No, you know what that is. Liquid.
Yes, sir, I take it.
Good for you. Double it. Double it. Liquid silica gel. Glucosamine. And actually,
can I take more? This morning it started pinching. It started pinching me, and I was thinking maybe it just means it's growing the flesh back.
Yeah, that could be. Yeah, that happens when new skin comes out and when new skin starts to grow and old skin goes away. There's a pinching sensation.
Okay.
So don't worry
about
that. High dose vitamin C also, last thing. High dose vitamin C.
I do all that.
All right, good. Well, you're sounding good, Tony. I'm glad to hear from you.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Yeah, the bottom line here, folks, is there's so much we can do. There's so much strength and so much power we have over how our body shows up. All right, got Cozy coming up in our next segment. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Dangerous heat across much of the nation's southwest will not be taking Labor Day off, as temperatures did enter uncharted territory yesterday. Woodland Hills, northwest of L.A., notched a temperature of 121 for a high yesterday. Not only is it a record, but it's also the highest temperature ever recorded in Los Angeles County. A former St. Louis Cardinals stolen base icon and first ballot baseball Hall of Famer has died.
And listen to this, folks. Rock has now stolen 890. 93. All of his teammates out of the dugout, onto the field.
Lou Brock was 81. He played 19 seasons for the Cubs as well as the Cardinals and also collected 3,023 hits. He retired in 1979. And this is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The Pentagon again confronts the issue of whether one of the contracts it's awarded was awarded fairly. Here's USA Radio's Kenneth Burns with more.
The Defense Department reiterated Friday that Microsoft won a $10 billion cloud computing contract fair and square. It comes after a four-month reevaluation, but the contract is still on hold after Amazon argued that President Trump caused the company to lose out on the lucrative deal. An injunction from March put a freeze on the JEDI project, which will allow the military to use artificial intelligence to beef up fighting capabilities and improve battlefield communications. Defense Secretary Mark Esper has said the Pentagon made its own decision without any influence. I'm Kenneth Burns.
And one of the most famous and immortalized caddies of all time is offering his services for the U.S. Open. Michael O'Keefe, famous for playing Danny Noonan in the 1980 comedy Caddyshack, is making a public plea to tote a bag during the major at Winged Foot at Mamaroneck, New York. Specifically, the now 65-year-old actor is calling out Matt Kuchar on Twitter saying, "Hey, I hear you need a caddy." Kuchar famously stiffed his caddy, David Gyril Ortiz, after winning a tournament in 2018. Caddies earn a pre-agreed-upon amount of the golfer's winnings, which can be up to 10%. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific and 10 to 11 Central. Also on our archive page at BenFuchsArchives.com. And brightsideben.com. You can purchase longevity products off the websites. brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. You can also purchase Truth Skin Health products at truthtreatments.com and our Truth Nutritional Supplements at truthnourishment.com, truthnourishment.com. All right, so I am looking forward to talking to Cozy from New York City. I've been talking to Cozy now for a few years. We always have good conversations. Cozy is a health care advocate. And he's trying to wake people up to what's going on with the stuff in the news. I hate even mentioning his name, but the stuff that's going on in the news today is also with vaccinations. Seems like people are waking up, Cozy. What do you think?
I think they are. And I think the reason is because the more government mandates and tries to force things onto people, people start waking up. Because to tell you the truth, I was never an activist. I was never into those minding my own business. I was into nutrition and health and alternative health. I was doing my own thing. And then once I started hearing about mandatory vaccinations back in back in like 2009, they started requiring flu shots for healthcare workers, you know, and I work at a nursing home. So once they started doing that, I started waking up and saying, I mean, I already knew that vaccines were toxic, but I didn't get into it to the point where I have now, where like I'm actually getting up and waking up other people, educating people. It like lit a fire in me saying, wait a minute, you want to mandate this? And then I started researching what kind of, you know, what's in the vaccine? What does it do? What are the risks, you know? And then, you know, I started waking up and saying, you know, I have a duty to spread this word now, you know, and when mandates happen, people wake up. This COVID business, once these COVID vaccines are released, you're going to see people, and they're already saying it. There was a poll, Yahoo News, saying 40% of the people are only willing to take it. So that's huge. That means we're in the majority. We are in the majority.
All right, so hang on, a couple things I want to ask you.
Okay? Yeah.
Number one, if 60% of people are skeptical or don't want to do the vaccine or won't do the vaccine, what do you do when you can't shop without a vaccine? You can't travel without a vaccine. You can't get a job without a vaccine. You can't get a driver's license without a vaccine. What are you going to do when it's basically it's not forced on you legally, but it's de facto forced on you because you can't live your life without one?
Correct. And that's what I want to address, too. All right. So even though people don't want to take it, they're going to be forced to because the government's smart. They're going to say, yes, you can fly. You know, you want to go on vacation, you can't fly. You want to travel out of the state, you can. You can participate in sporting events or whatever, like you just said, right?
So that's how they're doing it.
You can't live your life. And I think, like, our job here is to just basically educate everybody and get the word out. The more people that resist and say no, they're not going to go for it, I think that's how we can stop them. And it's a perfect opportunity because the COVID, I want to just quickly touch upon this. The COVID vaccine, so far what we've seen in the trials, the Moderna trial, which was the first one where it had 45 humans, right? They skipped animal studies, okay? They just flew right by the animal studies, 45 humans, right? They broke them up into groups, 15 in the high-dose group, 15 in the medium-dose group, and 15 in the low-dose group. And what they saw already was astonishing. 20% of the vaccinated in the high dose group was hospitalized with severe, serious adverse events. That's a lot, 20%. Now, if this was any other trial on any other medication or medical intervention, they would have stopped the trial, right? But they're not going to stop this trial because the government has put in like $500 million, I believe, behind this. And Dr. Fauci has half the patent on that vaccine, from what I understand. You know, this is like a too-big-to-fail kind of operation.
Hang on. Let me ask a couple things. First of all,
yeah.
When you say he's got patents on the vaccine, how do you know that? Is this a fact or is this rumor? Or
yeah.
Where did you get this from?
It's not a rumor. I looked it up. It's on there. I'll send you a link later if you want to look into it.
Yeah, will you post it to our Facebook page, The Bright Side of Pharmacy, Ben?
I believe it's like four or five of his employees are also getting royalties from that. Once this is, you know, released. So there's a lot of stuff going on. It sounds like it's a conflict of interest, but I think they can legally do it somehow, you know. But whatever the case may be.
Let's talk real quickly about vaccines, okay? So what do you say to somebody who tells you about the polio vaccine and the smallpox vaccine and how great vaccines are and how they saved us from measles and mumps and rubella and rabies and tetanus and all the benefits of vaccines and say that if you're freaking out about being vaccinated or about vaccination, that you're a anti-vaxxer or you're a conspiracy theorist?
All right, great question. Okay, so there's a lot of misinformation out there, right? So we're told that polio, you know, saved the day, you know, but it's wrong because polio never left. They just reclassified it into different names, like acute flaccid myelitis and Guillain-Barré syndrome, and it's still here, okay? But what did help us was plumbing, fixing the sewer systems and
chlorinated
public hygiene.
Waters.
We learned, like, washing hands is important. And once society started becoming cleaner, we had less of these infectious diseases going around. Things started dropping.
How about baby vaccines, like infant vaccines, like measles, mumps, and rubella? What about those?
It's good to touch upon them separately, right? So the measles is not a deadly illness, okay? Most people got it. I got it when I was a child. Everybody I knew had it as a child. We threw measles parties, chicken pox parties. It was such a mild thing. And it's good for your immune system. It's good for you to get the measles because it trains your immune system. Now, we're trying to eliminate this, but by doing this, we're increasing other health issues. We're getting neurological problems. We're getting skin issues, digestive issues. Autoimmune diseases are exploding. Okay, our children are the sickest we've ever seen. And the reason, I mean, one of the big problems is they don't safety study the vaccines. There's none of the vaccines on the childhood schedule have been through a double-blind inert placebo. When I mean inert, I mean a saline placebo study. Okay, that's shocking.
How do they get away with lowering the standards on testing for vaccines as opposed to drugs?
Okay, well, they tell you that, you know, which is a myth, right? They tell you that it's unethical to you know, not give a child a vaccine when you're comparing them to, like, have a placebo done, because it's unethical, because we could save their lives, right? But that's such bull. The vaccine industry, for a lot of people who don't know, they have immunity from liability, okay? So you can't sue these manufacturers. So they have no incentive to making these vaccines safe. And that's a huge problem that I have with them, right? So I'm not, I'm not a person to tell you, you know, don't get vaccinated, don't do it. Like, but you should have the choice, and they should do safety studies on them, you know?
All right. I think there's something that when it comes to vaccinations, there's a feature of biology and a feature of the immune system that we don't always talk about, and that's herd immunity. Right, the concept that we should all actually getting sick and or getting infected, I should say, is actually a good thing. It pushes us towards herd immunity. The more and more people are infected, the better and better it is because of this phenomenon of herd immunity. So I want to talk about that when we come back from our break. Okay, Cozy?
Yes.
All right, and then also I want to know what's going on in the Big Apple. Cozy's from New York City, and he's an anti-vaxxer, a proud anti-vaxxer, I guess you could say, and also knows a lot about what's going on with this whole COVID corona mania crisis that we're dealing with. We'll come back with Coach Cozy on the Bright Side right after this.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes. With fatty meals can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back on the Bright Side talking to Coach Cozy. Hey, Cozy, I want to talk about herd immunity. Before I do that, when you, I get on your Instagram feed a lot, and I notice how there's a lot of back and forth sometimes with people who don't agree with what you're saying. How do you deal with folks who buy the party line? Does it frustrate you? Do you feel like you have to convince them, or do you just ignore it?
You know, early on it used to frustrate me, but now I've learned to just put the message out there and just let the truth be the truth and let them research. I started putting links up to everything that I say. So I have a blog attached to, you know, I have a little link there and it's attached. So anything I say, any study that I post, it goes right there. So I basically throw out the truth and I'm trying to be a light in this dark age, right? And I feel like this is our job, right? People that listen to your show, these are people who are looking for their own research, right? They're looking to not, like, just listen to what the government's telling them or listen to some health regulatory agency. Mm. They're taking their health into their own hands. And we are all, like, you know, everybody listening to this right now is capable of sending out the light, sending out the truth. And we need to do that right now because they're about to enslave humanity. I mean, this is how I see this. I mean, they're censoring people, right? So if you have an opinion other than what they want you to understand, you're censored, you're silenced, you're thrown off social media. You know, you're not hearing scientists. Scientists are being censored. Besides that, you know, I mean, there's a lot going on, as you see, you know, the forcing masks on you, the testing, all of this stuff.
Are you worried about being censored yourself?
Totally, yes. You know,
blacklisted? Are you worried about being blacklisted, your job, or anything like that?
For sure. That's a concern.
Okay, but you're not stopping, hopefully.
No, I'm not going to stop because if we all stop, right, what does that do? That just allows this to take over. So
yeah.
I've known, like, I've grown from, you know, I used to just, you know, do Instagram just for, you know, health and nutrition. And then once this started becoming a problem, I started growing because people were interested and people were learning, and I've grown my account to like over 11,000 followers, and that's exciting to me because it says people want this information, people need this information, and we're growing.
You know, that brings me to my second question, which is I want to talk about herd immunity. And herd immunity, of course, is when enough people get infected so that all of a sudden there's an immunity shows up throughout the culture, throughout the society. How about, before we get into herd immunity for the virus, what do you think about this idea of critical mass, which is what herd immunity is, critical mass with a skepticism about the currently injected cultural meme? Can we reach a herd immunity or reach a critical mass there too?
I'm not really understanding your question exactly.
Can we reach a point where everybody wakes up if enough people wake up? If 100,
gotcha.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Is there a critical mass that we can reach?
I think it's possible. You know, as we've seen, you know, people that used to send out messages like me were, like, very rare. Now it's increasing to the point where they thought it was a problem, and that's why they started censoring people, right? And that's why they need to mandate all this stuff, right?
Yeah.
I've seen the progression, right? Last year, they took away religious exemptions for a lot of states. You know, they started taking them away. They took it away in New York. So I saw this coming. I said, wait a minute. Something's definitely going to happen because they were going nuts, taking away religious exemptions. And now it explains it. Like, they needed to get rid of that, so you have no excuse. I'm getting off tangent here, but there was a bill, actually, A99, last year, which is very strange, right? And this bill in New York said it's for the removal and detention of cases, contacts, and carriers who are or may be in danger to public health. And then it goes on to say, upon determining by clear and convincing evidence that the health of others is or may be endangered by a case. So basically, they had a bill out to remove contagious people away from your home. Why did they need that last year?
To prepare us, to prepare
for something. I knew something was going to go down, but I didn't know it was going to get to this extent.
Interesting.
But anyway,
all right. So I want to talk about herd immunity. Before I forget, have you read about what's going on in Australia?
In what sense?
In Melbourne. Specifically, they've got some serious draconian measures where you have to, and I heard the Prime Minister, this isn't rumor, I heard the Prime Minister talking, or not the Prime Minister, but the governor of the area talking, and he was like, a curfew from 8 p.m. to 5 a.m., you can only go 5 kilometers away from your house, you can only exercise an hour a day, like you're in jail, you can only exercise an hour a day. Oh, this is the best. No, even family members, only groups of two or more, or only groups of two or less, including family members. I'm not sure how they're going to enforce that. Seriously draconian, but what's really ironic is that there's like 200 deaths in the whole country, or 300 deaths in the whole country. In the whole country of 30 million or so people, there's been like 200 or 300 deaths. So, I mean,
I'm just surprised. I'm just surprised that they were able to do this.
I think that's your... That's the point right there, is how were they able to do this? And it requires a real domestication and dumbing down of the vast majority of people for this to happen. But if you go on Facebook and you go on, you know, Nextdoor, which is Facebook for neighborhoods, you see people really want to be protected. And I don't think it's most people. It's really quite insane. All right, before we run out of time, tell us about herd immunity.
All right. Well, what do you want to know exactly?
Tell me how we can encourage herd immunity. First of all, what herd immunity is, as you understand it, and then what we can do to encourage it and what we're doing to discourage it.
Well, herd immunity basically is, you know, getting the disease, right, getting the illness, and then or just coming across with it so your body can you know, theoretically, right, make the antibody. But I think it's more than that, right? So, like, we don't really need the antibody, as we see, right? I'm running through New York City, right? Work at a nursing home. I'm going through, you know, all over the state, and basically, my innate immune system is operating, right? So we all have this innate immune system, and that's what we need to focus on, right? Staying healthy and everything you talk about on your show and what we all, you know, preach about here. Basically, stay healthy, sleep well, exercise. You know, you're supposed to play with dirt. You're supposed to not be so sterile. You know, this is how we strengthen our immune system, having loving relationships, right, with your family, coworkers, friends. It's about the spiritual, emotional, and physical, and that's how you strengthen your body, and that's how you can help with herd immunity, I believe.
Not a mask?
A mask is ridiculous, right? So, like, the mask has shown, like, several studies, right, that that it's not that effective. New England Journal of Medicine in May said, we know that wearing masks outside of healthcare facilities offer little, if any, protection from infection. It also goes on to say, it is also clear masks serve symbolic roles. Masks are not only tools, but talismans that may help increase healthcare workers' perceived sense of safety, well-being, and trust in hospitals.
So how is it that we all buy into it?
Because repetition, propaganda, right? Every day the governor comes on and says, wear a mask, stay safe, wear a mask, protect others, wear a mask. And this conditioning, and when you see the symbol, right, you see the mask when somebody's approaching you, your subconscious has danger, fear, illness, right? The pandemic, it keeps reminding you that it's here. It's August. It is August, and I keep saying this to people. How are you wearing a mask in August?
And, you know, here's the other thing about masks, and a lot of people don't realize this, is that a bandana is not a mask, and a scarf is not a mask. And even those little blue surgical things aren't going to do very much. But we don't hear about that.
No, and they actually increase. They have studies showing that cloth masks increase your risk of infection.
Yeah. Yeah, I asked a guy, I was talking to a guy, I was talking about this on the radio last week. I was in a dinner, a party, and I said, was making conversation. I said, like, why is it that we have to wear a mask when we're walking to the bathroom, but not when we're sitting down? And this guy, with no sense of irony, said, because it's just getting people used to it. He didn't even know what he was saying. He said, we just want everybody to be used to wearing a mask.
Unbelievable.
Isn't it unbelievable? So so are you going to get expecting to get an invite to the executive mansion in Albany anytime soon?
Probably not.
What's your take on what's going on politically in New York State?
It's terrible. It's draconian. I'm terrified. I'm actually, you know, I'm not one that gets scared very easily, but I am scared for people in New York because these checkpoints that they just put up, that's practice. That's practice for when the vaccine comes out. I believe that they're going to shut the borders and they're going to, you know, force this upon people.
Are they? What's going on in New York City with they're not letting people into the city or they're quarantining people who are trying to go from borough to borough? What's the deal there?
Well, from the 30 designated states that they are high-level cases, they want to make sure that you're not coming into the city. And if you are coming from there, they want you to quarantine.
Wow. For 2 weeks, right?
For 2 weeks, yep.
Cozy, we're out of time. Thank you so much for your work. Thanks for being on the bright side. Best of luck to you. Keep it up, too. Keep it up.
Thank you. And you guys can follow me at Instagram.com/CozisWellness.
Cozis, K-O-Z-I-S, Wellness. Thanks, Cozy. K-O-Z. Have a great day. That's it for now. Have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to you later. Bye for now.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.